We're in the Kesis HaSofer, Simen Yud Aleph, Seif Tes, and this is just a reminder that these Shiurim on Simen Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis are an abridged version, and Amir Tz Hashem in the next Machzor will give them a more full treatment. Says the Kesis, Seif Tes, Im Kosav Es Hashem Kofel, if somebody wrote Hashem Hashem twice, B'mokim Shenoyegin L'Kodrei, K'moy Shekasavnu, we said previously that when writing Hashem twice, there are places where they have a minig to be koider, meaning to cut out one of the shemos. So which shem do you cut out? Koider nes hasheni. Cut out the second one. Why? Ki harishain kedin nechtav. Because the first one was written the way it was supposed to be written. It was the second one that was extra. V'chein hadin b'shar teves kfulos shemoichin es hashniyah. And the din is with all other words as well. When being written twice, so the first one obviously was written appropriately, it was the second one that's extra, and therefore one should cut out or erase the second one. V'im avar v'kader es harishon, in the event that somebody was over on this din, and they cut out the first one, so nearly the kosher, in other words, this din is not ma'akiv. L'chatchila, we cut out the second one, but b'di'evit, if someone cut out the first one, that would be kosher as well. Now, in Sif Chaf, in Sif Katan Chaf, in the Lishka, regarding this idea that we cut out the second one and not the first one, so he brings that in the Madura Kama he wrote that when the Sefer wrote the Shem Hashem twice, and one, the first one is the last word on the previous Amud, and the second one is the first word on the second Amud. So he said that in that case, it's better to be koider the first shame, because we don't want a shame Hashem as the last word on an amud. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda brought in the Masechta Seifrim. The Melech HaShemayim argued on him, claiming that most likely the halacha is like the Chachamim and not like Rabbi Yehuda. So why would the Kesis have paskind that you should be koider the first one because of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? The Chachamim obviously disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Melech HaShemayim disagrees with the Lishka. Now the Lishka points out that it's a pella that the Melech HaShemayim doesn't mention that the Bnei Yonah said the same thing. So why is the Melech HaShemayim picking on him when the Bnei Yonah also holds this way? He also mentions that the Anya D'Yonah sticks up for him. In other words, in this machlekes between himself and the Melech HaShemayim, the Sefer Anya D'Yonah, which was written by a contemporary, he brings this machlekes and he sticks up for the Lishka. But Lamaisa, he says that at the end of the day, the Anya D'Yoina also holds like the Melech HaShemayim that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Chachamim, and the Halacha should be like the Chachamim and not like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Lishka says that even though he feels that there's no Machloikis and he has a Raya from the Beis Yosef, and really Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim agree, nevertheless, since he says that he sees that the other Poskim don't seem to agree with him, he's Chayzer, and because he's Chayzer, so now the halacha would revert to say that even when the first shame is at the end of the amud, it's better to be koider the second shame, which is at the top of the second amud. He then adds that he's mesupik about a case where after the second shame, he hasn't yet written further. And then he catches the mistake. So he wrote a shame Hashem twice, and he hasn't yet gone weiter. So obviously, we said that he should, L'chatchila, when you're koider Hashem, you koider it with other words. But over here, he says it's obviously not proper for him to write more words just in order to be able to be koider the Hashem together with them. That's a bizoyan to write words just for the purpose of kedera. On the other hand, inasmuch as he's been chayzer and he holds that you should always be koider the second one and not the first one, memela, he would think that it's not right to be over on the das of the chachamim and be koider the first shame with the words before it. That's not correct either. So therefore, in such a case, he says you're stuck, and therefore you should just be koider the second shame without the words that follow it, which have not been written yet. In other words, you just koider the second shame all by itself. Now, regarding what we said, that if he's over and he's koider the first one, that's not ma'akiv. So he brings in Sifkot and Chaf Aleph that the Melech HaShemayim discusses the case in the Avodas HaGeshuni about a Sefer who wrote the word Elekechem instead of the word Elekim. And we said that the Avodas HaGeshuni holds that you make the Chaf of the word Elekechem into an endomem, and then you just erase the last endomem. So the Melech HaShemayim argues on the Avodas HaGeshuni, and he says that wouldn't work, Because since the Chaf was written by mistake, right? He wrote Elikechem. He was supposed to write Elikim. So the Chaf of Elikechem was written by mistake. So a ois that was written by a mistake, how can you now use it as part of a Shem Hashem? Melech HaShemayim says that the Avodah Zarah Gershuni's Eitzah is not a good Eitzah. Also, the Melech HaShemayim asks, how can Rabbi Yehuda say that when there's a Shem Hashem written twice, and the first one is at the bottom of the Amud, that we should be koyder the first one, the second one is not written Lishma? So how could Rabbi Yehuda have had such an opinion? Elamai says, the Melech HaShemayim, it's Rabbi Yehuda Lashitasai, because he holds in Masechtas Gittin that when a Shem is written Shalai Lishma, you can just be Mekadeshit by being Maver Kolmus. So it comes out, says the Lishka, according to this whole Shtikal Torah from the Melech HaShemayim, by us, the Sefer Torah would be possible if you koyder the first one, because we hold that Avaras Kolmus does not help. And it's going to blibe, according to the Melech HaShemayim, that the second one was written Shalai Lishma, so you see that the din is Ma'akiv. However, the Lishka says that from all the Paiskim, it's clear that this is not the case, not like the Melech HaShemayim, and it's not Ma'akiv. And therefore, even if B'dieved, one is koider the first shame instead of the second shame, it would not be Ma'akiv. And he has rayas for this. Says the Keses HaSofer, Si'if Yud, Kishe koider nes Hashem, when one is koider Hashem Hashem, goinzen oisai b'mokim ha-meshumer, sh'layovei chas v'shalom, lidei bizoyin. He should be goinzen it appropriately so that it should not come to bizoyin. V'yesh l'goinzen b'kli tzluchis, he should put it in a glass kli, v'loi k'moshe oisim k'tza, sh'dayvkin oisai b'dalsei oran ha-koidish. One should not do what some do, which is to stick the shame on the inside of an oran koidish door. D'zeh enei nachen klal, avada, that's not the right thing to do. As I zakhtim Melech HaShemayim, in the name of the Rashbash and the Netta Shashuim. Si'if Yud Aleph, Likloif Es Hashem Osir B'kol Mokim. Till now we were discussing Kedera, which is cutting out a shame from the klaf entirely. But to be Kailef, to just peel off a shame, that's always going to be Osir. Mishum D'chashinan Pen Yigaboy, because we're afraid that the Kailef is going to mess up and he's gonna ruin the shame. Chas V'shalom. You're going to tell me that he's a professional and he knows what he's doing. Nevertheless, he can't rely on that. When you're dealing with a Sofik D'Oraisa, you can't rely on your professionalism as a Kailif. Sometimes the D'Oi seeps in to the klaf, it's fully absorbed, v'nimtza pegeya b'shem atzmai, and he's going to end up cutting the shame itself, even if he is a professional. V'im avar v'kilef es Hashem b'inyan shetachtis haklaf nishar, if, let's say, he was koilef the shame, which he was not supposed to do, and now, underneath it, you have blank klaf, which is available. Oser lichtav teva acheres al makoimi, you can't write a non-shame on that spot. Why? Mishum de Hashem, because the shame has been taifis, the kedusha, in that spat, all the way through to the back of the klaf. As I bring the kesis from Taisis and Erechin on Davov, even if one was oiver and did klifa, one would not be able to write a non-shame Hashem on that spat. See if you'd base. Likdar I liklaif ktsas isis min Hashem. Till now we've been discussing being koider or koilef an entire shame. What about to be koider or koilef half a shame? Oymen hanitfalis la'acharav, or to be koider or koilef just the nitfalim? Pshita da'asa, that for sure is asa, there's nothing to talk about. Dezeh have kilu machkon, because that's mamish like mechika. In the Lishka, Sifkat and Chav Beis, he brings the Nadi Yehuda that he says the reason why it's aser to be koilef the nitfalim is because as long as they're nitfalim to the shame, they have kedusha. And when you koilef them, so you're taking away that mila of the kedusha. And the Lishka says he doesn't understand why he doesn't just say, because by separating it from the shame, that's the mechika. He says, mistama, it could be that that's taka what the Nadi Yehuda means when he says that it shouldn't be done. Si'if Yud Gimel, Ein koisvin shem al hamatlis. One is not permitted to write a shem Hashem on a patch, on a matlis. Mishum dechashin on shema b'rabbis hayomim, yiparid v'yipol hamatlis, v'yovoy Hashem lidei bizayin chas v'shalom. Because we're afraid, let's say someone writes a shem Hashem on a patch and then glues it onto the urea, so the patch may fall off. V'yesh matirin. But there are those that are makel and say that we're not choshish for this, and it would be mutter to do so. But even according to the Mekilim, one would not be allowed to write half a shem, l'mashal yud k, on the klaf, and then the vav k on the matlis. Even in a situation whereby a non-shem, such a thing would be mutter, k'moishin isbar l'kamon simin yud ches. Nevertheless, in this case, by a shem Hashem, you're not allowed to have half the shame on a matlis and half the shame on the urea, even according to those who hold that you are allowed to write a shame on a matlis. In Sifkat and Chav Gimel, he says that this idea that he says that we can't write a shame on a matlis comes from the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, who says that he heard that this is the Minig HaSoifrim. However, the Lishka says that since this minig doesn't seem to have any legitimate basis, this minig of not writing Seamus on a matlis, so he says, even if we're going to be chayshish for it, but we don't need to add to it, and therefore, if there are other words written on the matlis as well, it would not be a problem. You could definitely write a shame with other words on a matlis, just like we're makel to be koider a shame together, with other words. So too, it would be mutter to write a shem on a matlis, provided that it's together with other words. He then brings the Netash Hashuim, who brings a raya to be machmir, but the Lishka says that the Netash Hashuim's raya is nishkein raya, and memela, he says, it would be mutter. In Sif Katan Chav Dalid, where he's discussing the case of writing half the shem on the matlis and half the shem on the urea, so he brings that the Shvus Yaakov says that the reason why it's usher is because this is a very, very big gnai. In other words, writing a shem on a matlis itself is a gnai. To write half a shem on a matlis is a super duper gnai. The Lishka says, however, he gives it another reason, not just because it's a very big gnai, but he says poshit, because even those who are not worried that it's going to fall off, again, some are worried that you can't write a shem on a matlis because maybe it's going to fall off. So what about those who are not worried that it's going to fall off? So they're not worried that it's going to fall off because then the whole shame would fall off. So if the whole shame falls off, it's nishke ferloch, so you'll put it into geniza. However, in our case, if half the shame would fall off, that would be mechika because it would split the shame in half. So in this case, where you're writing half the shame on a matlis, even the mekilim, who say you could write a whole shame on a matlis, they would be machmir that you can't write a half a shame on a matlis. And he says that he saw the Gan HaMelech says his pshat, again as opposed to the Shvus Yaakov's pshat, and he was very happy that he found like his pshat in the Gan HaMelech.